is, it's pandemonium! No, it's Radio Chaos on LCCCRadio.com, the duck.
We're back. Still in the same place.
Wow.
Actually, it looks bigger in here.
Yeah. Sure.
Yep,
does.
It's Radio Chaos. We are broadcasting for one more week. We're doing a return venue in the shack.
Isn't this goodbye series part two?
Yeah.
Because, you know,
we're gonna go out like Kiss. We're gonna go out like Kiss here, people, so you
But we have listeners.
Well, yes, this is true, but at the same time we don't have an army. Yet.
Boy, wait, if we're Kiss.
No, I didn't say we were Kiss.
Okay, I was
you insinuated that. I just said we didn't have an army.
No, before you said we're gonna be like Kiss.
Oh yeah, because we just keep coming back and back and back, even though our career is long
dead. I was gonna say, then who's Peter Criss?
There's eggs on my moon over Hammy.
No one likes Peter Criss.
I know.
Peter Criss doesn't even like Peter Criss.
So stay tuned later for more Kiss Forum, followed by Battlestar Galactica Forum.
This is a Battlestar Galactica Forum.
Now you need the mask.
They can't see.
And you need a vocoder too. That's what
I
you
know,
need.
I know.
Even here's the thing. Even if you do a Battlestar Galactica reference, unless it's new, if you do an old school one, the helmet is required. Even if you're doing it in radio, you have to have the helmet. I am right, and you know it.
Oh gosh, dude! I remember back when Battlestar Galactica was based beyond, above and beyond.
Oh yes, dude! I remember that show too. That could have brought back Doctor Who sooner if they had chose that instead of Space Above and Beyond. I'm not sure which one there, honestly. Because, I mean, you had Paul McGann, and then you had Space Above and Beyond. It's a toss-up.
You know what?
Or maybe it's not.
Yay for British humor.
Yes.
It will never die.
No, it won't.
Just and like Monty Python will
no,
never
and
die.
I still gotta watch that new No Heroes thing I got. Heard good things, just haven't gotten around to watching it. So, Champagne Supernova, we're gonna have a double British... We're gonna have a Brit block, I think, is the best way to put it.
Block.
It is! Look at it!
I know, but that just sounds so long.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're racist.
I'm not.
A Brit block.
No, if anything, I am very pro-British, if you know me. I am very pro-Brit.
I know, but still.
Alright, coming up, we got Monty Python, Pete Townsend down the line. 11 o'clock, food court traffic. One of our final two food court traffics. Maybe we'll get some sad music for that. You're listening to Radio Chaos on LCCCRadio.com. The Duck.
You fight with the strength of many men, Sir Knight. I am Arthur, King of the Britons. I seek the finest and the bravest knights in the land to join me in my court at Camelot. You have proved yourself worthy. Will you join me? You make me sad. So be it. Come, Patsy.
None shall pass.
What?
None shall pass.
I have no quarrel with you, good Sir Knight, but I must cross this bridge.
Then you shall die.
I command you, as King of the Britons, to stand aside.
I move for no man.
So be it. Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
I've heard worse.
You liar!
Come on, you pansy!
Victory is mine!
We thank thee, Lord, that in thy mercy...
Come on, then!
What?
Have at you!
You are indeed brave, Sir Knight, but the fight is mine!
Oh, had enough, eh?
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
Just a flesh wound.
Look, stop that!
Chicken! Chicken!
Look, I'll have your leg. Right!
Right, I'll do you for that.
You'll what?
Come here!
What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible!
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs! Have at you!
Come on, then.
Oh. All right. We'll call it a draw.
Come, Patsy.
Oh, I see. Running away, eh? You yellow bastards! Come back here and take what's coming to you! I'll bite your legs off!
Special people change. How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky. Wake up the dawn and ask her why. A dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eyes. Slowly walking down the
Hey kids, I'm from the year 2036. I came in a little thing you like to call a porta potty. We call it magnetic tubing. I don't know why we call it magnetic tubing, but we do.
Welcome back. This sounds better, dude. Seriously.
Who is that guy talking about magnetic tubing and porta potties and all that stuff?
Well, anyway, if you haven't heard recently, the LHC got turned on, and I already know this is dubious, but we're just gonna talk about it.
It got pushed up by one man.
Yeah. Anyway, the LHC turned on and all that stuff, and apparently there is a guy that claims to be from the future.
Yes, his name is John Titor.
Which, for people that have been crawling around the internet for as long as we have, now, Joe Star with here, he doesn't remember, but I remember this vividly because it was just such a train wreck to laugh at. This guy has been seen before, but okay. We'll get into that in a minute. Anyway, yeah. Why don't you talk about it, since you know him. I'll talk about the past a little bit.
What's funny is, like, he says he's from the future, right? And he says the difference between our present and his future is 1 to 2%. And he's been saying how, like, the LHC, in his time, the LHC was created in 2002. And also in 2008, the election in 2008, to be precise, is going to cause a civil war.
I don't need your
actually,
civil war.
Actually, no, take it back. It was 2004 election, yeah. Not 2008.
We 2008 think causes World War III.
Yeah, well, he says in 2013,
Now here's the ironic thing about that. 2012 is like a bad juju number in our society.
Well, people think that
it is. They think it is.
They don't understand the real reason of that. In 2012, the world's not going to end. Nothing bad is going to happen. The whole thing that the Mayans said is going to happen is we're just going to transform into another dimension. Because right now we're in between dimensions.
So this is basically like, I hate to bring comics into this, but the New Gods, basically.
For all of you...
We're transferring from the fourth world to the fifth world. If you understand what I'm talking about, this makes perfect sense.
Yes. Also, beware, I'm going to have to use science and math again.
Ow, my head!
This is fusion... For all those chemists out there and all those science buffs out there, this is, fusing tin and an apple to create a Snapple.
Alright, anyway, getting back onto our time-traveling pal here, who is not a Time Lord, mind you. Nor am I. I'm not claiming to be.
Did he come in a Titus?
Hell no. Anyway, this guy has been around before. It's just that, it's like one of those resurfacing things.
Now he is saying that his name is John Titus.
No, it's the same name.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, look at the time here. Look at the Mad Cow News.
That's true, yeah.
If you look at the Mad Cow News on a site, it's 11/2/04.
Yeah.
So that would mean that would have to have happened in November of 04. Anyway, he came back and he was saying Civil War was going to happen, and like they had a start date and everything, and the war was so devastating to the American continent that it was like we went back to like 1950s cities where they weren't like sprawling, like, you know, suburban citadels.
I had a question about the Civil War. Is
no, Iron Man and Captain America did not fight. Anyway, but he said that, you know, it was like we'd be in small towns, we'd be riding bikes instead of cars because it was so devastating what we did. Which is really, if you think about it, counterproductive to the future.
Also, remember he said...
Like Warren Ellis, I think, read that and probably pulled his hair out.
Also, he said in 2036, Russia is going to, bomb United States' large cities with their nuclear weapons.
Not if we do it first. No, I'm kidding. I think we're well past
horrible,
that.
Dude.
I think we're well
it's
past
horrible.
That, seriously. But no, and it's just very dubious. Could it happen? Yes. Possibility of it? I would say it's more plausible that Bush would run for a third term.
All I have to say is, look who's in presidency now, and look who's running for presidency. Those...
So I guess I was right.
Yes, you were right.
No, okay, a better example. I think a better example is right here. It's more plausible that I make millions of dollars.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty... Not how it happened, is it? It's more plausible that Sony is going to make the PS3 usable. Which we will get that. We will get something game related later. I think you heard about it yesterday too.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Anyway, coming up next break, Sarah Palin apparently is we got more stuff on Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin and
don't say anything.
I'm not going to say anything. Right. Sarah Palin and her magical ways.
Yeah. Maybe we can get the mystery tour for that. We gotta pay some bills, then we're gonna finish up our Brit block, and then we're gonna have a rebrief of that afterwards. You're listening to Radio Chaos on LCCCRadio.com, The Duck.
I don't.
It's gonna be mostly cloudy, with a chance of crappy.
This tastes like vomit in my mouth.
The home of professional broadcasters, Duck Radio and LCCCRadio.com, Elyria.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
You're listening to Duck Radio at www.lccradio.com.
service for our long-distance stuff. The Titan will be even better. They shouldn't have canceled Navajo. Wait till you see our submarines with Polaris.
Attention all personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
You look good, half a leather in. I'll give yourself a shoe, babe. Or have you picked your target in SMD? But don't you talk about SMD? I've been away. End our speeches, the end of the day. But we was only fighting. But guilt Charlie, I thought you had it coming. SMD. Don't you talk back, SMD.
Falling in
Welcome back.
Howdy.
Took you long enough.
Yeah, I know it did. Sorry.
It's like, were you thinking of something else?
I was thinking of something else.
All right. So, why don't you give us the info on the Sarah Palin thing?
Okay. There's new information that just came out about her. First of all, let me ask you something.
Mm.
If you're in, like, a high political office, or even if you, like, are in a position where you have to travel a lot, and that includes outside of the United States.
Yeah.
When do you think you should actually apply for a U.S. passport?
Probably before I even leave the country.
She just applied for her U.S. passport last year.
Now, has she gotten approved, I hope?
I'm guessing so.
I would hope so. I hope that, you know, BVE would give you an expedient, you know.
Let's see, all that stuff that she does. She's not convinced that global warming isn't a serious issue. She is, supports needless and ecological destructive drilling in Alaska's wildlife reserve. And what's funny is, like, McCain himself is opposed to that. She also believes that the war in Iraq is, quote-unquote, a task from God.
So it's the Crusade 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yes, it's the Crusade 2. And also, she believes in, like, abstinence sex, which that's
hypocritical if there ever was one.
I mean, like, yeah, so she believes in something that even her and her daughters don't really believe in.
Well, we don't know about her, but we know her daughter does it.
Yeah, her daughter doesn't practice it, but yeah. Anyway, and it's just interesting.
I will say this, though.
Like,
it is very frightening how close Tina Fey looks to her. Like, I didn't realize until she, like, dressed up like her how close she looks. It's kind of scary. Like, you know, if VP is incapacitated for whatever reason, next thing you know, you have Tina Fey running the world. Oh, that's scary.
But yeah, and also, not to mention that she has to get more, she just got more political, like, foreign policy advice from Henry Kissinger. I mean, she actually, for her, like, foreign policy.
No one must know, I left my glasses in the toilet.
She only visits, anyway, I don't know if this is true or not, but all the press is saying this, that she only visits two, foreign,
Yeah, the foreign dignitaries.
Diplomats.
Yeah, the guy from Afghanistan and Colombia.
Yeah,
who, you
exactly.
know. Well, the Afghanistan one is actually smart.
Yeah.
And the other one was just kind of like, I think we owe the U.S. a favor.
See, the thing is, if she was, like, I don't really understand the whole instance. I mean, maybe it's just me.
All right, well, as long as we're here, let's ask this. You saw the debate Friday? Did you see any of the debate? You saw the repeats, though, or anything?
I saw repeats,
who do you think won that?
Honestly,
toss up or one or the other?
It was a toss up.
Yeah. I actually think Obama won. I'm actually a minority majority FM. Minority.
Minority.
No, McCain's a minority. No, but I'm actually looking forward more to the VP thing just to watch Biden, like, rip into her.
Oh, I know. But no, honestly, but as, like, everyone's thinking and, like, all the whole press is thinking about it. Could you imagine if, like, because this is a very, like, this is a very plausible thing. Like,
she could be president.
She could
yeah.
become president,
which
if
is very scary.
They win, if they like, they win. But yeah. All
right. Before we go back to the show, we got Brandon Oriole in here with us from Live with Brandon Oriole. What do you got going on today, man? Since you know we're trying to give you a plug because we didn't know we were gonna have shows this week.
I was thinking I would start off with the intro to my show, and then I'd talk, and I'd
really?
Probably
don't say.
I'd probably. You know, maybe play a little music.
Hey, Brandon, Brandon Royal,
yeah.
You heard that the new T.I. album comes out tomorrow, right?
T.I., yeah.
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 So when do I get the joy of uploading that?
Totally institutionalized, he's in jail.
Yeah, exactly.
You can listen to Live with Brandon Royal Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from, looking on here.
6 to 8?
6 to 8, yeah. I'm trying to look here, and it's like, you know, yeah. I don't see you barely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 6 to 8, and then followed by Reggaeton with... Actually, I would almost bet that show probably won't happen tonight because I'm pretty sure he doesn't know we have a show either this week.
Quite possibly,
but
I don't
check
know.
It anyway. Listen to the Duck.
Yeah.
You are listening to Radio Chaos on LCCCRadio.com. The Duck, Joe Star, what are we coming back to next after the next break?
We will actually,
what are we talking about?
Oh, next, we're actually going to be talking more in the... we're actually going to have some game news.
Okay. Look forward to that coming up. Right now, Rollins Man Disconnect on the Duck.
I wanna pull it out, yeah! Hey, disconnect myself! you're sad, but you're my hero. Whoa. But the guys shake me in the head, a little girl just got so bad. I'm in between a big jock and a sweaty skinhead, but I love you, whatever that means. But I don't wanna talk to you, cause I know I just say something stupid, and know you got better things to do. Don't you wanna be my friend? You know I'm singing all my songs for you, but it's alright if you don't understand. Well, maybe I shouldn't be so serious, telling you that everything sucks, cause I don't wanna bring you down. But it never, never works out. I'm gonna lose, give up the fight. I won't get what I want, won't get anything, but I love you, whatever that means. And they don't wanna talk to me, cause they know what I'll turn out to be. I said I was cool, but I can't lie to you. Hey, little alternative girl, so don't you wanna be my friend? You know I'm singing all my songs for you, and it's alright. Cause I know it'll be the same in the end. I didn't like it for some anyway. Hey, little alternative girl, so don't you wanna be my friend? You know I'm singing all my songs for you, and it's alright. You don't understand.
Hey, moms and dads, the kids are back at school and they want something fun to eat, and you could use a night away from that hot stove. So why not call Hungry Howie's Elyria? They have the best tasting pizza in town, as well as subs, salads, and buffalo wings. Howie's offers specialty pizzas like the Howie Maui, the Philly Steak, and Bacon Cheddar Cheeseburger. And all of Howie's great tasting pizzas are available with your choice of free flavored crust. And don't forget your Howie bread. That's Hungry Howie's Elyria at 204 Cleveland Street, or you can give them a call at 440-366-1123. Hungry Howie's Pizza and Subs.
Taking over the online airwaves with the ultimate in college variety. The Duck. Duck Radio and LCCCRadio.com.
You, sir. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. You have to help me.
What?
You.
What? What do you gotta do?
There's this one, thing. Princess, yes. Save.
Do I have to go kill a lizard?
Yes.
I think we have the wrong game. It's a pagan,
no, we don't.
It's a pagan Zelda.
It is a pagan Zelda.
All right. I got Brandon Royal with us here, too, so say hello, Brandon.
Hi.
Wow, you actually, I forget to talk high. Talk loudly.
Okay.
All right, anyway, Nintendo DS, pretty much, it prints money.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I have one, absolutely love the thing. I think I play that more than I play the Nintendo Wii or any other system I own. So, originally they came out with what was called the clamshell, which was the original.
Yeah.
But the screenless version sucked on that.
Yeah.
So, what did they do? They come out with, basically, Close Encounters of the Third Kind Edition, a.k.a. the DS Lite. And for a time, it was good.
Yeah.
Now apparently we're going the route of the iPod with the DS. They
camera,
actually now
music,
this
playback.
It's announced, but it hasn't been shown yet.
Yes.
That this new DS is going to come with a camera, which that could actually be really interesting.
Music playback, which they can already.
Well, actually,
have that.
That's actually not what you think it is, because it's going to run off an SD card.
Yeah. So can the
Yeah, but you know what I'm thinking? You got those Guitar Heroes on the DS. You could transfer files between the two. Get different songs. You see what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
That could actually really work. Or if they do it Rock Band, which would be amazing if they did. There's also... What else is on there? I heard a possible bigger screen size.
Wi-Fi upgrade.
Wi-Fi upgrade, which I don't know how you could upgrade that. Like, do you put a browser into the thing now?
Well, they have that browser. No, what they're probably is doing is, like, they'll probably have, like, with the Wi-Fi, like, the Wi-Fi that's mm-hmm. stuff that they have right now, they'll probably just have, like, random updates from,
Oh, like the Wii.
Like,
okay.
The Wii. Where you, okay. Like, first you, register your DS with the other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
You're done with it.
Yeah. Also, this is rumored. Now, I take this with a huge grain of salt because, in all honesty, I don't see how this could work. It has been rumored this will be dual touchscreened.
Okay.
I don't know how that could work.
It can. I mean,
Yeah, but still, like, you know what I'm saying.
And it is predicted that CDs and other music will be able to be imported.
Oh, I would almost hope that if they're going to put in music playback, yeah. Which basically, why did I buy an MP3 player if I just waited 3 months? All right, but here's the thing. Hasn't been announced for a release date yet. But given you're in the sales business, technically.
Yeah.
More than I am, anyway. More than Brandon is, anyway.
Yeah. I had a garage sale once.
How'd that go?
It was okay. Yeah.
Sell anything good?
No.
Well, there you go, then. Just go to eBay from now on, not Brandon's garage.
Yeah.
My garage is eBay.
Joe's
My
garage
is... Yeah, Joe's garage. Monday and Wednesdays from at 3 o'clock on the duck.
No, you don't want to go to that garage. That garage smells bad.
Anyway, You're in the sales business. When do you think this could possibly come out? Because I have a good idea of when it could come out, too. But
honestly,
I want to hear it.
If they want to be really smart, Black Friday.
Yes, I would say Christmas.
No, not Christmas. It has
like,
to be
I'm
before,
talking that
yeah.
general idea. I'm talking generalization, not like specific dates.
Either before holidays or Black Friday.
Well, they're not going to get out before holidays at the rate they're going with this thing.
Because remember, Rock Band 2 yeah. for the Wii is coming out on Black Friday.
Yeah. But I honestly think you're right with the Christmas thing if they want to get that out. At the same time, I can also see it being released early January for the people with the gift cards and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Or if they're if they're really wanting to hold back and they got a lull in their release dates, I would say, and this is more plausible in my mind, March.
Possibly, but...
Because if you think about it, if you don't do a worldwide launch and all that...
And, but we gotta remember, and like, at the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the second quarter... It's extremely low sales.
Yes, it is.
With everybody.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if they want to spike their sales, that's a good way to do it.
I think they should re-release Atari.
They have, in
Which
fact.
Which one?
Yeah, there's like...
The 8500, the...
My girlfriend has an Atari, and, you know, she yells at me for playing the Nintendo game on my Wii.
My girlfriend, like, yells at me all the time for playing mine, too, and I'm like, Grandma, get off my back, seriously.
Nicely played. Can you tell we're gamers? Is it that obvious?
No. What's a game? Actually, you know what? They did say that, what's funny...
Our generation is very heavy into video games.
Yeah. What is, like... They actually had a Harvard professor, like...
Because, you know, all facts come from a Harvard professor.
Debunk, like, 10 video game myths. And one of them was that girls don't play video games.
Oh, it's quite the contrary.
And he's like, actually, that's extremely false because now... There is a rise, a 10% rise.
I think he actually had Nintendo to thank for that.
Of girls playing video games. Yeah. It's not just for like the games like Animal Crossing or anything like that.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, actually, you know what really started that? Go back to Baldur's Gate.
Oh yeah,
that
Mario Kart
started.
Even.
Mario Kart started that.
Yeah, no, but I don't know, but you know, coming soon, Nintendo's DS. Super ultra mega iPod thing.
Hi, I'm a Nintendo DS. Hi,
and I'm a PSP.
No, the PSP just beyond the dead bleeding.
No, here's the funny thing, if you really think about it, because I just realized this. Look at all the features they're talking about putting into this thing. Mm-hmm. What's it sounding more and more like? A PSP.
Yeah.
But on that note, we're going to get going. We got some more music coming up. And then, food court traffic.
Yay!
You're listening to Radio Chaos on LCCCRadio.com. The Duck, back
quack,
in a bit.
Quack, quack,
quack. Thank you, Duck.
No problem.
Sometimes when you just coast along, like it or not, something always seems to go wrong. Sometimes people build you up just so they can knock you down. Sometimes they will have you there cause they need someone around. Perhaps you'll receive invitations for tea. Or perhaps you will laugh and you'll make them all smile. Or maybe you'll join them cause it had to be. Perhaps you'll forget that you forgot for a while. Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside. They dance in a curlicue dance. Pulses and rigging of campfire chants. Of ritual drumming, although at first glance you thought you could run, but you won't take a chance. It's not an experience if they can't bring someone along. Hang on emotions, they bottle inside. They peck at the ground and they strut out of stride.
Birds of a feather are flocking outside. 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 We'll be right back.
Duck Radio is a student-run web radio station on the campus of Lorain County Community College. The views and opinions expressed on air by the on-air talent and or guests are theirs solely. They do not reflect the views of Lorain County Community College, its board of trustees, administration, faculty, and staff. Thank you for listening to Duck Radio. www.lcccradio.com, Illyria.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Chaos.
The time is 11:03.
And you know what that means? Food court traffic time.
Please enter coin now. Wait.
Waka waka waka.
So now our helicopter, we have to, like, it's coin operated?
Well, we use pellets, obviously.
Okay, because I was going to say...
Get the big pellets and take down the other planes.
Because I was going to say, I don't want to be, like, up in the air and, like... like, please insert more coins, ammo, I'll change that and crash.
I think it's one fuel gauge, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, off we go with fuel court traffic.
Yay! Okay, well, this is quite interesting.
It's a first for us.
Yeah, where it's like, the actual traffic...
is not so bad.
It's extremely light, but Glass Cove is standing room only, and same thing...
I expect major delays there.
And same thing with the parking lot. Coca-Cola Island is stocked as usual.
Well, usually they restock it by now, so.
Yeah. People are actually going to Coca-Cola Island.
But no, it's actually, traffic from the toll booths is actually moving pretty steadily right
now. It's really
very surprising.
Sunset Plaza, or, no, that's not Plaza, that's Boulevard. Yeah, Sunset Boulevard is actually doing some good business for Monday morning.
And Dead Man's Curve is actually dead.
Yeah.
Not accident-wise, I'm just saying. It's quiet.
Weird. You know what? I think Ms. Pac-Man's getting him off when she came here.
Hey, good for her. Thus concludes an abbreviated edition of Food Court Traffic.
Yay! Hey, did you get the high score?
Probably not, no.
Oh.
I'm a Mega Man fan, come on. Coming up, Alien Fan Ant Farm. Alien Fan Farm, yeah.
Fan Farm.
Alien Ant Farm with Wish. Dead Sea's down the line, Boom Satellites even longer away, and yeah. Right now, Alien Ant Farm on LCCradio.com. The Duck, listening to Radio Chaos.
Make wishes all the time. Make wishes.
much. Don't let it get you down. Get up and strut. If you ever get the chance, hold your hand out and take it. Make a promise to yourself. Don't you break it. Got to find a way to turn my life around. This is the time for us to get alive. Open your mind to a better life. There's no way of knowing where you're going. Get alive, a better life. Go out of your way and make some compromise. Open your dreams and you will realize. If you don't understand it, don't take it for granted. Turn up the heat, start a ripple in the water. Wake the soul from its sleep, no particular order. You be wasting precious time, free the mind, are you willing? Don't be afraid, do you dance inside living? I've got a vision in mind, I'm doing my time. I'm living my life, cause I've opened my mind.
Don't take it for granted.
pro wrestling news and talk that's so entertaining, even former WWE superstars tune in.
All right, everyone, this is Terry Runnels.
Hey, Monkey, it's me, DDP.
So join Darren the Dish Davenport and myself, Al Wayne, every Friday at 2 p.m. on In the Squared Circle on Duck Radio at LCCCRadio.com, Elyria.
LCCCRadio.com, The Duck.
Okay. All right, fine.
Welcome
enough
back.
Already. Gosh.
What?
Nothing. You... Nothing at all. Anyway, here's the movies that are coming.
Cuckoo.
Yeah, really.
Now, we should know that before we're using, what was it, Metacritic?
Yeah.
We were using Metacritic before. We have since moved because apparently it didn't cover all the releases.
Metacritic had, like, let's say, 5 of the, 20
Now, granted, we're not going to be counting box sets, but we have a much bigger, diverse list. Like,
well, yeah,
650 results through Amazon.
But, and it's like, well, remember the one thing that we did before with the music?
Oh, yeah,
like
that was insane.
2,957.
Anyway, off you go, Joe
okay,
Star,
yeah, so
with movies for the week.
The top 3 movies coming out tomorrow are Iron Man, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and Don't Mess with the Zohan.
2 of which are very good. I'll let you figure out which 2. Here's a hint. One of them's Iron Man.
Oh, I know. You totally loved Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, okay. Let's see what's going on here. Let's see. What else do we have here?
We have the 4th season of The Deadliest Catch, you know, that awesome show.
Which I never even heard of until this second.
The awesome show.
Oh, well, here you go, Joe. Here you go. 2008 U.S. Open, a duel for the ages.
Awesome. Wait. But I don't... no,
how about Fisher-Price, the Little People Good Manners video?
You know what? I already have that, dude.
Okay,
I don't know what you're talking about. It's mostly ghostly.
R.L. Stein. Wow.
R.L. Stein, mostly ghostly.
I thought that guy was, like, you know, done with that pursuit.
Oh, no, not at all, dude. I work in the electronics department. That's all we sell.
Soccer Mom
for all you...
Soccer Moms out there.
Disney teeny boppers.
Bannock, the complete series.
Wait. Since when did they come out for Pulse 2?
That's one. There again, that's like what we were talking about. Like, you know,
Pulse 1 was horrible.
You know how you get, like, those videos on DVD that you don't know why, then they go to DVD, and you go through a DVD bin one day, and you find it's there, and you don't know why they bothered to upgrade that?
Here you go. Here's a classic. Voltron, Volume 6.
Now, that's the vehicle system.
Yes.
Not the original. The original was just awesome.
Lewis Black, Root of All Evil.
Dawn of the Dead, Knocked Up, and the 40-Year-Old Virgin,
but
go on Blu-ray.
The best thing that we saw here
on
Blu-ray, Can't Hardly Wait.
For all you Jennifer Love Hewitt fans out there.
Remember, like, was it 97 or 95 when it came out?
That's when Third Eye Blind made it big.
Yeah.
I mean, feel old.
That was when, like, Seth Green was, like, extremely popular instead of being
and he still should be popular.
Yeah, he still should be popular, but
he's actually in a new movie. He's in a new movie.
Yeah, I know, I saw that.
Which actually, I never figured Seth Green for an Amish person.
That's right. You didn't figure that one out.
He's Jewish, dude.
I know.
Let's see here. What else is here? When we left Earth, the NASA missions. For all you people that love watching things fly up into the sky.
Oh, don't forget the opening,
The opening ceremony.
The opening ceremonies of 2008 Beijing
Olympics.
Here's
a fun thing for the people that are actually going to buy that. Here's a fun little adventure. Or you could call it a drinking game, I don't know. See if they edit the person singing. You know what I'm talking about. See if they, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
see if you can figure that out if they did or not. Were those booms in the song originally?
I don't think so.
That's new.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You heard that, too?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that's what I was kind of like, what?
Yeah.
All right, we're about done with the
news. Let's see.
You got one more?
Yeah, there's, I know there's some box that's, like, some TV stuff.
Well, hurry up.
Okay.
Is it Jazz Icons?
No, it's not Jazz Icons. All right, I love
why
jazz.
Why don't we tease that and we'll come back to that, okay?
All right, fine.
Right now, Boom Boom Satellites, Die For You on LCCCCRadio.com. The Duck, you're listening to Radio Chaos. We'll be right back.
Don't you hide behind
Welcome back.
Hello, hello.
All right, Joe Star, what are you looking up now?
I am doing the awesome music for tomorrow.
And why are you looking up on TV then?
Because evidently I think music is a movie.
Well, there are musicals. I can see where that stretches. I guess that makes sense in some twisted manner.
Yeah, see, because, you know, musicals, they don't get enough...
They actually don't. I mean, they don't. I don't exactly watch them.
I mean, think about it, though. The Tony Awards are, like, one of the lowest-ranked award shows out there.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Academy's do better than that.
Well, I don't know after this year. I heard some pretty bad things about this year. Was that last year. No, this year they had an award ceremony and it tanked.
Yeah, well...
It was last week, dude.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, these are the some albums that you're going to be watching out for tomorrow.
Okay.
You got covers by James Taylor.
Righto.
Got Jennifer Hudson's debut album, Jennifer Hudson.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, really. I mean, I didn't even know who
she was. Chaos in Motion, that'd be us.
Yeah.
We didn't do that. That's actually by Dream Theater.
Yeah, you got Paper Trail by T.I.
That's a 3-CD set?
Yes, it is.
Wow!
That's the deluxe...
Is that like a greatest hits or something?
That's the deluxe collector's edition you're looking at.
Yeah, I know, but still, that's huge.
Well, one is... Well, no.
One's the DVD. Two DVDs, two, three CDs, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's the box set from 2007-2008. Because remember, they all...
I clearly don't have the know-how for this, but is that all of their stuff from that year?
No.
Well, what is it then? I'm trying to figure that out.
Are you talking about from then?
Yeah, Dream Theater.
Dream Theater already came out with one greatest hits.
Yeah, well, what is this then?
This is their stuff from the span of after their first greatest album they did up until now.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, dude.
Okay, I thought you meant like a huge greatest
hits. That actually might be worth picking up.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Probably going to be expensive, too.
We got the Ben Folds, the new Ben Folds album.
Kelly Picker, if you even care.
Kelly Pickler, yeah. Faith Hill. All
right, let's get into a little more obscure stuff.
Awesome, yes! Now you're talking,
yes,
dude.
I am. All right, Nightmare Revisited by A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Awesome, you got...
Mighty Machines Power Pack.
You got Captain...
Joe, Randy's. Here you go. Princess Disney Mania.
Dude, what are you talking about? I already have that.
I know you do.
Dude, yeah. And you know what else I have? I have Jonah.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Cause
yeah.
I think we've kind of exhausted all that, haven't we?
Actually, you know what? 724 for Pop.
No,
wow.
No.
Okay. Tell me, why is T.I. in Pop? Also, Dream Theater is Pop. Did you know that?
You know, if they were Pop, I'd be listening to Kiss a lot more.
Wow.
Faith Hill, I believe that.
I think they put...
Todd Rundgren.
You too. Yeah, that's...
No, you two can be classified, technically. It's a bit of a stretch, I will admit.
Jax Mannequin.
Tori Amos, again, stretch. Melissa Etheridge.
Trivium. Here we go. Trivium, definitely not
we
Pop.
We actually have some of them coming up in a few.
And actually, it's from... Well, Shogun is...
Roy Orbison. There you go. And, I think that's it. What do you think? About done?
I think we're done.
All right.
We told you guys the good things anyway.
Yeah, and then the fun stuff.
Yeah.
So coming up is,
We got some Viva La Vet, Fett. We got Trivium, Mighty My Boss Zones.
And Jam and the Chemical Brothers after that. And Stone Pilots will take us out. You're listening to Radio Chaos on the Duck. We'll be back in a bit.
Celle-là va m'énerver, mais j'ai la vomi. rest of me. It's been feeding off the sadness deep inside me. That'll fade, I pray, and in time will I know. So far it's fading slow. Just one more thing, okay. It's all so sad to say.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, The Plain Dealer, and Cleveland.com are proud to present Cleveland Sessions at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Cleveland Sessions is a series of free concerts that focus on Cleveland's growing music scene. The concerts will feature top Cleveland area bands performing on the main stage at the Rock Hall every other Wednesday now through November. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the shows start at 7 p.m. for each of the Cleveland Sessions. After each concert, you can check out video of the performances as well as blogs from the bands by logging on to Cleveland.com. Support local music and enjoy some great free live music with Cleveland Sessions at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum. On Wednesday, October 8th, Cleveland Sessions presents rock from Ray Bones, Carlicia, and A1.
All right, for the last time, this is Radio Chaos's break.
Yes, that is correct.
Part one of our two-part salute to the Shack has concluded almost.
Emotia.
Yeah, okay. We're actually jumping for joy. The new studio I'm looking forward to seeing at. That is going to be amazing.
The new studio is awesome. Actually, you know what? The door's open, so you can actually just walk right in.
Yeah, see, that requires
it.
Me going that way. I don't go towards that way on my way out or anything.
That is true.
Yeah. Anyway, we'd like to thank you all for listening to Radio Chaos. If you would like to get in contact with us, you can always reach us at www.myspace.com/RadioChaos2008, or you can email us at RadioChaos07@gmail.com. We don't care if it's love or hate, or as long as it isn't an ad, I'm actually quite content.
If you're not a bot either, you know, one of those people that are just selling.
Yeah. I mean, we don't get those because we're on Gmail, but still.
Yeah, because on Gmail, those are already blocked anyway.
But still, it's kind of like, you know, we'd like to hear from people. We're not joking around when we say this. We'd like to hear you guys. What do you think of the show?
We would like your feedback, definitely. I mean, what do you think about Crazy Antics? What do you think about people who come in and try...
Random shows, yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think about those people who try to, like, give us intros for food court traffic? Which...
Yeah.
Later on, when we move, it's not going to
be... We're going to be upgrading that,
yeah.
We're not going to say what it is yet, but...
Yeah.
Is
it an upgrade or a downgrade?
Well, that depends on the construction.
Exactly.
It'll be interesting nonetheless.
Construction traffic 101.
Yeah, but we won't say what exactly is traffic of, though. Because that could get really interesting. But we would like to thank you all for listening. Coming up for an exclusive, you're going to have The Jam, That's Entertainment, The Chemical Brothers, and Stone Pilots with Glide. We're saying exclusive because if you're listening to us now, you listen to the end. We're actually going to cut the podcast as soon as we turn this off.
Yeah.
So,
yay.
You've been listening to Radio Chaos on LCCCRadio.com, The Duck. We will see you all Wednesday. Same bad time, same bad place, for one more day. Take it easy. Bye-bye.